This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Kavitha George. I actually moved up to Juno from Berkeley, California in September to interview for KTOO. And one thing I've been curious about since I got here is our little Russian dumpling shop down by the harbor. So today I'm really excited to have real-life Pelmeni dumpling slinger Mac Oliver on the show. Thanks for being here, Mac.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I didn't know you were such a recent arrival.
I'm quite new to the city.
A couple good perspectives there.
Someone who's grown up here and someone who's very new. So tell me about your experience with Pelmeni before you started working there.
I mean, I wish I could say more on that, but I started working there right out of high school. So I think it was just the cool place to go at lunchtime. Mm-hmm. I was lucky enough not to have a period after lunch, fifth period off. So I just would hang out afterwards. There was always fun, friendly workers down there. And I think I was just following the cool kids, to be honest. And somehow that helped me turn into one. So
yeah,
it worked out well.
I was going to ask, what was the transition from being one of the cool kids to just actually working there?
Making friends with the workers after everyone went back to class. And one day they just asked me if I wanted to work the Saturday, Sunday opens because mm-hmm. they were all a little tired from the night before those weekends. So it gave me my in, started working weekend mornings, and here we are.
I just walked down there for lunch and someone was hired within like 5 minutes of ordering their dumplings.
Yeah, I'd stopped by on my way over here. I heard that somebody was talking to the boss.
Yeah.
No, that's great.
Your manager, Mark, told me that you're their best lad. So I was really excited to have you on.
No, what a guy.
Do you know how long Pelmeni's been around? It seems like a fixture of Juno.
Yeah, overall, it's got to be 30, 35 years. There's been a couple owners. The current owners must have been 20 years now, but there are people who come in who are still way ahead of me. I hear stories from when I was still just a kid.
Hmm. And it seems pretty unlikely for any Junoites, but for any out-of-towners listening, describe for us like the vibe on a Saturday night. People who come in, the records are spinning.
Yeah, it's everybody. It's such a good cross-section. Nowadays, especially, we've got people in there from Christmas parties on Saturday nights. You might have evening gowns at one table and ugly Christmas sweaters at another table. And then also maybe a high school group from Sitka in here for a hockey game or something all at the same time. I do my best to get the records going as much as possible, but the customers are a big help with that too. And we've got such a selection down there. They're the ones showing me a lot of new stuff.
Where do you guys get your records from?
Everybody. I think it was just the owner's collection originally. And now whenever somebody moves out of town or just trying to clean out their attic, it's either us, friends, or Salvation Army. So we just get them dropped off. There was a perfect box set of a bunch of Rolling Stones records dropped off maybe a year or two ago.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a treat.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Is it mostly locals or do you also see tourists during the summer?
It's everybody now. Yeah, until maybe 5 years ago, it was mostly locals and people would stick their head in and have no idea what they were getting in for. But now a lot of the seasonals have gotten used to us. So bus drivers, I think, are giving us a lot of recommendations just when people are looking for something that's not fish or burgers. They come down to Pelmeni.
So one thing I noticed visiting for the first time is that there's no menu up anywhere. So can you always tell when someone's new?
Yeah, they might look around a little bit or kind of look at what everybody else is eating. Yeah, you get good at finding the vibe sometimes.
What do you usually say to a newcomer?
You just got to dive right in, see if they've ever had them before or if they're just maybe too excited.
Gotcha. Well, can you walk us through how you guys make your dumplings?
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward down at the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they're shipped up to us from Bellingham now. The owners moved down there maybe 10 years ago. So they still make them down there the same way they used to make them up here. They just flash freeze them and ship them up. We just have, I think, 20-quart pots. So we boil them in water and pull them out after maybe 10 minutes, throw on butter, curry powder, our sriracha sauce mix, and cilantro, and keep it simple.
Yeah, if anyone is curious, there are pictures on the website of the process. Is the topping – I know the topping mix is pretty specific to the Juno.
Yeah, we still get Russian workers off the ships because theoretically it's a Russian food, but the hot sauce and the curry are certainly not.
Uh-huh.
So they'll do it with just butter and vinegar, salt and pepper.
But the curry powder and sriracha?
Yeah. I believe the current owners, Dave and Janine Bach, started doing that maybe 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they did it for everybody and then it just caught on or if they just went for it. But they can't go without now.
What do you order or make for yourself, I guess, when you're there?
I do regular with extra hot sauce and curry, but I don't put the cilantro on, to be honest.
I think it's pretty specific. Some people like it,
yeah.
Some people don't.
Well, that's what I like about it. We've got free time down there and we can make them to order.
Nice. Mark told me that there's a new Pelmeni opening in Sitka.
Yeah, Mark's heart and soul is with this place. He's kind of doing a little side business of Pelmeni and Sitka. So the owners are giving him a lot of leeway to work on something over there. He's spending a lot of time on that right now.
It's exciting that it'll be spreading out throughout Southeast.
Yeah, so much of that has been people coming from the other communities around here for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Not just big hockey, basketball games for high schoolers, but some of my favorite is people dropping off orders at the hospital to people.
Huh.
Maybe they're sick, or a lot of times it's pregnant wives and all they want is Pelmeni.
Does Sitka have its own already? I mean, Pelmeni shop, not this Pelmeni?
Not that I know of. A few years ago, I heard from people from Sitka that there might have been a few girls selling dumplings on the street, and they were hoping to move into a shop, but that was the only time I heard of that.
I think Juno has had a couple other Pelmeni shops try and open, but none have stuck.
Yeah, I hear about them from folks time to time out in Auk Bay and another one downtown. I don't really see the need to give them a try for myself. I'm sure they're great, but I mean, it's hard to expound on perfection.
So I was going to ask, what do you think your secret to success is?
Simplicity and having a good time. It's such a great spot to be in the community.
Yeah.
Everybody comes in. I think everyone knows they're welcome in there.
Yeah. It seems like it's pretty classic for Juno late night food at this point.
It's made me who I am. I think the owners talked about the first couple times I was working there, might be a little head down, not so much eye contact. And they come back 15 years later, and it's half of my friends I've met through that place.
Wow.
It's close to my heart. I think it's close to a lot of people's hearts.
Yeah. I was also told that Pelmeni doesn't advertise.
Right. I think one time, maybe 10 years ago, we put something in one of the JDHS theater productions.
Okay.
But other than that, we just do one thing and try and do it well.
It was not easy to research the shop, I would say. I had to do some digging before I could
learn
much more about
it. Online customer reviews. Before that, there was probably nothing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I heard a story of an old coworker who doesn't live here anymore who I think was looking up reviews of Pelmeni online just because they missed it so much, just to read the reviews.
Yeah, I've read reviews from people who are like homesick, who have moved away from Juno, who really miss it.
Yeah.
What's the biggest challenge, do you think, working there?
I can't think of one. I mean, not doing it for the rest of my life. It's a lot of fun, but you got to have a career on the side.
I mean, it must be kind of difficult balancing like 5 pots of boiling water, right?
No. Maybe if your first 5 years or something, but.
Okay. But you get used to it.
Yeah. Not that much. I mean, you know, customers late night can be a little difficult sometimes.
Sure.
But more often they get frustrated with each other than us. We're the ones giving them food. We're the ones giving them happiness, so they're fine with us.
Do you have a favorite story in your time working there?
I have a lot. The simple I mean, favorite one is a little fun, cringy one of just listening to some of the customers.
Sure, go ahead.
There's some high school girls down there 10 years ago who were talking about whether or not it was okay to wear pink to a funeral because it matched their phones.
Oh.
Uh-huh. You get everything.
That's not a conversation I've heard before.
No. It made me chuckle to myself for sure. And
yeah. I'm sure that the late night crowd bring in many different kinds of experiences.
Yeah. Well, like I said, sometimes when folks are bringing food to their pregnant wives at the hospital, they're from Skagway or Haines. That's mm-hmm. always pretty sweet to hear about.
So someone in the newsroom asked why you guys don't fry your dumplings, why they're boiled.
That sounds more dangerous. I can't say. When I was going to school in Fairbanks, we fried some for fun. Mm-hmm. We just brought dumplings up with us. It worked just fine, but I don't think it's necessary.
And is there a reason that you guys are still cash only?
Well, it's the whole thing that we've worked with is just simplifying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That old cash register is really, really interesting.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Where'd you guys find it?
I think someone got it off eBay.
Huh.
I don't know if it was the owners. We had two over the past decade or so. The thing must weigh 70, 100 pounds.
Yeah, it's like a old bells and whistles kind, and you're mm-hmm. to like
all the gears inside mm-hmm. and everything.
Does it take some practice to get to learn how to use?
Well, it doesn't work that well. The drawer opens and locks, and that's about it. So that really simplifies it. The gotcha. Old one used to work until it completely locked up. So.
Great. Well, I guess, is there anything we're missing about the Pelmeni experience?
I mean, other than going down and just giving it a try, everybody who comes in, even now in the middle of winter, you get people who, like I said, kind of come in and look around, and you can tell that they were told to come here, but mm-hmm. they don't really know what they're doing.
I think that was me like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And the same thing I tell them every time is we've had one thing for like 30 years now, so it's got to be kind of good. And they give it a try, and they always leave happy. Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks so much for coming down, Mac.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.